And now West Georgia's first news on this Tuesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Well, attendees of Saturday's 2024 Memorial Day ceremony at the Carroll County Veterans Memorial Park sticking it out during a brief delay caused by weather, but the ceremony did go on.
A nation that fails to honor its heroes will soon have no heroes to honor. So said Sir Winston Churchill to the citizens of England at the termination of World War II. I think we can assume with some certainty that Winston Churchill had the inspiration for his words from a president of the United States who had made a short speech about 100 years before.
Retired U.S. Marine General Charles Wilhelm was the guest speaker for Saturday's ceremony.
This is the kind of day that we're thoughtful, we're reflective, and we're grateful for 1,264,289 heroes who, from the Revolutionary War, through the War of 1812, through the Civil War, through World War I, World War II, the Korean conflict, Vietnam, and now the wars in the Persian Gulf and Iraq and Afghanistan, all of whom sacrificed their lives so that we could live in the way that we live in the country that we live in.
And you can see Saturday's ceremony in its entirety. It is now posted to the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. The Harrelson County Sheriff's Office hoping that their new speed buggy will promote safer driving awareness and potentially save lives by preventing traffic accidents. Deputies last week revealing their new device that shows drivers their actual speed and flashes red if they are speeding, encouraging them to slow down. Because of the donation made by Chief Keith Pesnell and the City of Bremen Police Department, the $7,000 that it would have cost for the buggy will not come at an expense of taxpayers. Deputies say the buggy will receive a $500 makeover that will include new batteries and a fresh paint job. Deputies say that the speed buggy will be placed in areas with speeding complaints and could possibly be of the most benefit. And the Carroll County Board of Education agreeing to some personnel changes on Friday. Central Elementary School Principal Matthew Huckabee will be moving to the district office as Director of Curriculum and Instruction in the Teaching and Learning Department. Roopville Elementary School Principal Marla Turpin will replace Huckabee as Principal of Central Elementary School. And replacing Turpin as Principal at Roopville Elementary is Central Elementary School Assistant Principal Venus Swatek. I'm Colin Worthington reporting.